Search One Michiana. This is Sylvia, your new Search One Michiana director, as well as Ingrid manager for Michiana 101. It has been a long time. Since there has been a new Michiana 101, there has been so much happening within our lives, within this world, that sometimes we just need to take a break and really think about the blessings and what we can do to really embrace this holiday season. There have been plenty of opportunities where you were able to bell ring, if you even bell ring this year for your local Salvation Army and around your local area. We have seen weekend of rain, several days in December of rain. Rain is okay, but not every day. There's been so much crazy happening chaos. Sometimes we don't even want to go on, but we do it for the sake of others. For today's Michiana 101, you will hear some songs that bring joy into our lives. Maybe one of them is a song that you relate to. Sometimes we need to take a step back and realize where we go wrong in our lives. Maybe you can become a blessing to someone else as we look forward to the year 2024. But let us find ways to be rejoiceful this week. As our temperatures are in the 50s, most of us are going to be in the 50s, almost 60s. There will be some rain, but we're still in the 50s and 60s. We know that sometimes this season is rough for others, but we look for the joy in the sadness. We look for the joy in the sadness of the difficulties that we're facing. Maybe you are someone who lost a loved one, but through that loss, you can remember the joyous occasions you had with them before the good Lord called them home. Maybe you're someone that's had a difficult work day this year. Maybe you can find joy and peace knowing that you have a job to support your family or to even support yourself. Maybe through the struggles, you can find joy that God is there listening to you and He will never leave you. There are ways to find joy in difficult circumstances that we often forget. No matter what season of life you are going through, you can remember that Jesus loves you. We celebrate the life of Jesus on this Christmas day, but we also celebrate and mourn what is yet to come. In the next few months, we know that Jesus will take the ultimate sacrifice and die on the cross for our sins. We know that through difficult times and crazy life, that we don't know what we do. We forget who we are in Christ. But maybe, as we approach the year 2024, you can look for good, and that's happened. 12 good things have happened in your life through difficult times. We are blessed in many ways, we just don't see it. When you wake up 365 days a year, that's a blessing. Those of you who have a warm place to go at night, food in your stomachs, water to drink, you are among the ones who are blessed. There are some who have Eddie, but they become the most blessed people. Sometimes we need to be a light to those around us. As we are welcoming to people around us, that they may find joy in knowing that you are there through whatever difficulty it may be. We don't know the life of someone around us. Look for joy as we wrap up the year 2023, and we look forward to the joys and blessings as we kick off the year 2024 here in a few short days. Take care, and remember, you are brave, you are a child of God, and you can conquer the world. For today's devotional thoughts, we'll be looking at verses from Numbers 6, 24 through 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. As we are nearing the end of 2023 here in a few short days, what are some ways you have been blessed this year? There has been so much crazy happening this year that we often forget to look at the joyous occasions that we face. The holidays are rough for many. Many people are remembering their loved ones. They're remembering cherishing their life, reflecting on who they were. Some are welcoming new bundles of joy. There are others who are losing a bundle of joy, but they find joy in life. There are times where we forget that we are blessed with the blessing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who we celebrate and welcome into our lives on this Christmas day. We also know that in a few short months, he will give his life up for us, where he would die on that cross. But we reflect and remember that there is hope, joy, love, and peace during the Advent season, before we wait to expect the arrival of our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Sometimes we just forget who we are. We give us the strength to get through the day. We fall short of his glory. But we know that through the blessing, through the holidays, we can remember Isaiah 9:6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The year 2023 is coming to a close. We have lost many people. There has been wars where there has not been peaceful. There has been refugees who have been let go, but still hundreds of the refugees are still being held hostage because people cannot get along. But as we remember this Advent season, holiday season, love, joy, hope, and peace, do you know where you find your hope in? Where are ways that you can find peace in your life? Is there ways that you can love more like Christ Jesus? Or is it you need to be more blessings and be more joyous in your life? As we end 2023, let us welcome 2024 in. Let us remember that Jesus is a reason for the season. Sometimes we don't know which way to turn, but we can remember in Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Sometimes we forget that there is a reason things happen in our life. We all go through that crazy funk, but we can remember in Philippians 4:13, that you can do all things in Christ who gives me strength. Sometimes we need to take a break from life and continue to do these simple tasks, these simple notes offered in 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Why is it that we're so caught up that we don't know the way of life? But we fall short of God's glory, and we don't know where to go. So we turn to the craziness. But there's blessings that Philippians 1:6, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Sometimes we just need to know who we are in Christ. And that maybe, just like it says in Philippians 3:13-14, brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. One thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Continuing on, Philippians 4:4-7. Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Let your great gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Those are just some of the positive ways that we can welcome in 2024. And we can remember the life of 2023. 2023 has been a struggle. This holiday season, I find myself and just craziness. Multiple of my friends have lost loved ones. Both churches I go to have lost a saint. We have lost people. We have lost famous people back to back. Some of my friends have lost not one, but two significant others. Some of my friends have lost children. I remember this time last year, that one of my friends welcomed in their precious little girl on Christmas Eve. And not even a week later, they had to release her to Jesus. But this year, they celebrated her birthday the best way that they can. They celebrated who she was. They remembered the short time that they had with her. And they struggled. They all struggle. They're first-time parents. And their journey kept going and going. There has been so many shootings among young people this year. South Bend had a record-breaking where there seems to be a shooting every day. And it's nothing normal. It's odd. It's normal for there to be gunshots in neighborhoods. And there's times where we have to please put our guns down, but people don't see it yet. Sometimes, maybe, we need to remember Philippians 4:12. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. 2023 flew by. It just flew by. We're already entering 2024 in a week. But there is so much to be grateful for. Could you list 365 things that you're grateful for this year? Or could you list 12 blessings that have happened, one for each month? The greatest blessing that all of us get to experience most of the time is being able to wake up 365 days a year. 365 days a year, we are blessed to know that Jesus is with us every step of the way. We know that we continue on. Philippians 4:19. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. He will meet all of our needs in the glory in Christ Jesus. I have quoted some scripture, positive scriptures that I've highlighted in my Bible that bring joy in crazy situations. Sometimes we need to, James 4:7, submit to God, resist the devil. This holiday season, can we find ways to come near to God and he will come near to us, as it says in James 4:8. These are just simple verses that we often remember but we forget about. Our naturality, our natural reflection is to be negative in terrible situations. Just recently, a situation arrives on my friend where she had to do some major readjustments. And that meant that a few of her family and friends had to readjust. And that's not always fun when we have to go through change. But maybe we need to take a step back and just listen to what the Lord is trying to tell us. Maybe we need to take a step back and help people get out of our funk and offer grace to somebody who we normally offer grace to, that they may see that God is in our lives, that they may see the way that Jesus is working. Maybe you're somebody that needs to find peace this holiday season. Maybe for the next few moments, a few days, you need to find something positive to do. There is so much you can do. You can volunteer at a local animal shelter. Maybe at your local homeless shelter if you have any in the area. Maybe you want to play music for a stranger. Visit nursing homes. There are nursing homes. Every state has a nursing home that would welcome visitors. Maybe you need to chat with your neighbor you don't like. Send an encouragement card to somebody who needs it. You never know the impact you will make on the life of anybody. This world is hurting. Now, as we enter into 2024, Let's attempt to make 2024 the best year ever. Yes, there will still be struggles and tribulations coming, but your faith and hearing some of these verses can brighten someone's day. Maybe it brighten your day. Let us reflect on 2023 and go out and welcome 2024 as the year that we rely and we focus on ourselves. Every year's not perfect. We will all struggle. We will all fall short of God's glory. But we can remember that He is there through every way of life. He is there through every circumstance that we do. He is there when we least expect it. Our Lord and Savior is the only one who is there when no one else is there. We just need to remember. Be blessed in the year 2024. How can you make the last few days of 2023 better for somebody? It may be as simple as helping someone out who's asking for help. Maybe you don't want to, but maybe you should. Maybe you're somebody who needs to stop being so negative on people and look for the good in them. We know there's good in everybody, and there's bad in everybody. Maybe you need to be that one friend that someone needs. And the list goes on. Remember, let's start 2024 off with being a blessing to somebody in or around your local area, wherever you're chiming in on. Take care and have a wonderful year, a wonderful new year, and find ways to be positive going in 2024. Take care.
Plan, you've got a reason. Of the rainbow, all the voices of the wind. Every dream that reaches out, that reaches out to find where love begins. Every word of every story, every star in every sky, every corner of creation lives to testify. As long as I shall live, I will testify the love, be a witness in the silence, says the words are not enough. With every breath I take, we'll give thanks to God above. For as long as I shall live, I will testify the love. From the mountains to the valley, rivers to the sea, every hand that reaches out, every hand that reaches out to offer peace, every simple act of mercy, every step the kingdom come, all the hope in every heart must be one love.
Looking for a little word of encouragement today? Here's something just for you. This is coming from Finding Joy, entitled Brave. It is brave to feel emotion. It is brave to fight your heart. It is brave to show up for each other. It is brave to forgive. It is brave to start over. It is brave to love. It is brave to let go. It is brave not to fit in. It is brave to dream. It is brave to be you. And these are original words by Rachel Marie Martin. You can find more information about her at findingjoy.net, or you can chime in on her Facebook page titled Finding Joy. Take care and have a wonderful day. Looking for a word of encouragement? Here's something from Finding Joy, titled Take Time. Take a moment to see the good, to remember the smiles, to remember the moments, to remember the little things, to be thankful, to be grateful. Take time to see the wonderful in this world. The more you see the good, the more you will inspire others to see it as well. Ripple. And these are original words by Rachel Marie Martin. You can find more information about her at findingjoy.net, or you can follow her on Facebook at Finding Joy. Take care. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Don't think about it. Just move your body. dancing all at all. Just move those bare feet. Go ahead, get crazy. Anyone can do it. Sing all at all.
When you're not strong, and I'll be your friend.
And this will wrap up Michiana 101. Hope you have had a wonderful Christmas and a wonderful holiday season. Let us find blessings upon the next few days as we wrap up the year 2023 and we welcome in the new beginning and new blessings of 2024. A lot of us will start New Year's resolutions here soon, but by the end of the year, we don't follow through. Something happens. That's okay too. You are able to lose your focus. It's okay not to be okay. It's okay to find less blessings among yourselves. Hope you find ways to be blessed within the next few days. Maybe you'll be blessed by a song that you heard tonight, or maybe a scripture verse that pops up then in our end of your message that you've heard previously. There comes a time where we just need to be calm and be there through every difficulties that we're facing. Let us find ways to be rejoiceful and joyous. Find ways to find joy and blessings as we end the year 2023 and welcome in the support and blessings of 2024. Take care and enjoy the rest of your week.